Just try not to get punched in the face later. That's all I want. That's all I want. Just want to have a good set, then not get punched in the face by some guy named Sully. That's all I want.
You one of the comedians? Yeah, you're funny, huh? F*** you. Bam!
It's a good night. It was a good night till that happened. Let you guys know about my backstory. I am the product of a single parent. I don't think you're supposed to woo at that. I don't think that's a wooable thing.
Hey, my husband left me. Woo!
I was just saying, whenever it's said in a bitchy tone like that, it always means single mom. Always. Because no one complains about being raised by a single dad. You can't. It looks so much fun. Playboys all over the house. You get to eat waffles for dinner. Watch rated R movies on a school night. You're basically just like a mini wingman the whole time. That's all you are. Your dad takes you out of happy hour. He's like, hey, do something cute. So pops can get some strange. Good idea, old man. Good idea. I was raised by a single mom, which basically made me a walking footsie pajamas. That's what I was. I took a lot of dick away from that lady in the 80s, and I feel that. It's the grossest sentence I've ever said in my life. It's a heartfelt apology. I mean it. I didn't know what dating was. I was 5 when my mom started dating. Some guy would come over and be like, cool, a new roommate. Don't touch my shit. By the time I was 7, I was like a grizzled vet. I was the one answering the door, smoking a Winston. Just all confident, like, what's up, chief? You here for the old lady? Right on. Quick secret, you buy me a Ninja Turtle toy, I'll go get lost in that garage for an hour. Get you some alone time. She loves red wine. She still does. It's a delicious drink. Being raised by a single mom, I had to deal with babysitters a lot, which was fun for the most part, except once. My mom let this teenager in my neighborhood named Darren watch me. Oh, don't worry. He didn't. It's not one of those. It's not one of those stories. I wouldn't do that to you guys. It's a nice night out. I'm not trying to take it all one man showy. Dim the lights and sit on a stool. That's when I lost feelings. Oh, Darren decided it was a good idea to let me, at 8 years old, watch Stephen King's It. Yeah, he brain raped me. That's what you can't let an 8-year-old with an active imagination watch a Stephen King movie. I just thought it was real. I just thought that happened to people. I was like, oh shit, apparently there's a clown that can turn into a spider. All right, I'm gonna have to look after that for the rest of my life. That movie terrified me to the point that I would not leave my bedroom at night for 3 months. What I'm trying to tell you, half-drunk studio audience, is for 3 months when I was 8 years old, I peed in the heating vent of my own bedroom. Like some sort of war criminal. I just pulled my Dick Tracy pajamas down. I was like, the Batman's in the hall. I'm not embarrassed by that. I'm not. I'm more ashamed of the fact that I thought I was going to get away with it. Because I did it in the spring. Forgot. I think most of you know where this is going. It got chilly in the house. My mom turned on the heat, and my room smelled like a bus stop in the middle of July. It just stank like hot piss constantly. Even the point my mom was like, what the f*** is that smell? You're a homeless man living in your closet? No, mom. You wanna know what that smell is? It It's the smell of fear and irresponsible parenting. Do some background checks.
Not a test. This is rock and roll.
The Rock Show.
Let's get ready to rumble.
This is Bud Hole from the Mighty Mighty Grouse Brothers, and you're listening to the Liam Burke Podcast.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Liam Burke Show with me, Liam Burke. That was Hailstorm and Back from the Dead. And before that, you had Dan Soder with When the Babysitter Lets You Watch It. What's wrong with it? It's great. Just speaking of which, Halloween, slowly or very fastly approaching. It's hard to believe now we're in the ninth month of the year already. Where has the time gone? Anyway, at Halloween time is normally my time of the year, my Christmas, if you will. And I've just discovered this year the Haunted Spooktacular, which was the haunted house I done work for in 17, 18 and 19, is no longer. They've given up. They're gone. Because there was two of them side by side, and then I suppose the COVID really upset the whole apple cart, and they haven't been doing it. They're not doing it. They decided not to do it anymore. Joey, who is the Joey's one of the sons, and Joey's a golf professional, and he is doing driving range at the house now. So that's what they're doing. In fairness to them, I remember many moons ago when they used to do a Christmas place there, and then they done the Halloween, and I got involved in it through trying to sell them some of my Halloween stuff, and they weren't for buying. They said, "Why don't you come and use it?" So I did in 17, and then I got hooked and done 18, and then back in 2019. But 20 and this year was not happening anyway. And this year is definitely not happening because of the COVID. So they've pulled the place down. So Causey, I think, is Pharmaphobia down the road. They're doing something. I may be doing something with them. I'm just not sure yet what way it's working. But just I suppose, either way, I'll be doing something, because I think somewhere along the line, there's the film Halloween Kills is coming out with Michael Myers. And I think the cinema Andrada has, I've been in contact with him, and there, if it's out then, and if everything's okay with COVID, we can go to the cinema. Because I think over here in Ireland, we are looking at the 22nd of October. I don't know how you'd put it that way. I suppose it's just when everyone will be vaccinated, or most everyone, and they will have, they're putting an awful lot of restrictions are gone. So we're starting to get back into whatever normality was, or whatever new normal will be. That's what it is. So I'm hoping the cinema will be open, and we'll get back in there, and we'll get part of the be part of the Halloween cinema thing in there, and I will be Michael Myers. Don't tell everyone. Don't tell everyone. Anyway, you listen to me, Liam Burke, on the Liam Burke Show for another week. Lots more still to come, and I want to play this again, because I played it a couple of weeks ago, and I really liked it. And someone said to me, "Is that the new Billy Idol album?" And I said, "Yes, it is. Not album, new single." And it's off, taking off an EP called The Roadside. So, just trying to see, when is it? I see more here. We'll just check it here, because I can remember. It's out on September 17 via Dark Horse Records. So go check it out. So it's on The Roadside. It's The Roadside, out on the 17th of September. Via Dark Horse Records, and here is Billy Idol with Bitter Taste.
Nothing I can do to change it now, but if I cut myself open, There's a million ways to die. Should've left me way back, should've left me way back by the roadside. It's a bitter taste.
There you go. Billy Idol from the new EP, The Roadside, out on 17th of September from Dark Horse Records, and the song Bitter Taste. For me, he definitely hasn't lost it. It's great. It's fantastic to hear it. And long may he continue to make great music like that. It's just phenomenal. Anyway, here is Ed Who with Pinball Wizard. I used to try this on guitar. Was good, no anymore.
Let's get real.
Stop on the edge to win a call.
sound. What's a blame?
What's a blame?
Let's get real.
Let's get real.
Somebody has a rhythm called blue steel. Nobody wins.
Nobody.
Such a shame is true. That ain't no good.
Yeah, there's Tesla. My Christ, didn't they age? We've still got it. They've still got it. Cold Blue Steel from Tesla. Now, I told you a couple of weeks ago I played a song from Mr. David Bowie. And David Bowie done that song. It was 5 years was the name of the song. Well, many moons ago, there was an album in Dublin from Aslan. And Aslan done a song called 5 Years, and it was their version of David Bowie's song. So I'm going to play that for you now, because I always like this version as well. Here's Aslan with 5 Years.
Pushing through the market square, so many mothers sighing. News had just come over. Earth had 5 years left to die in. A news guy wept and told us Earth was really dying. Cried so much that his face was wet. Then I knew he was not lying. I heard telephones, opera house, favorite melodies. I saw boys, toys, electric ions and TVs. My brain hurt like a warehouse. It had no room to spare. I had to cram so many things to store everything in there. All the fat, skinny people. All the tall, short people, and all the somebody people, and all the nobody people. Never thought I'd need so many people. Off ahead, hit some tiny children. If the black had not pulled her off, then I think she would have killed them. A soldier with a broken arm fixed his stare to the wheels of a Cadillac. The feet of a priest, and the queer threw up at the sight of that. I think I saw you in an ice cream parlor, drinking milkshakes cold and long, smiling and waving and looking so fine. Didn't think you knew you were in this song. It was cold and a rain.
There you go, that's Aslan, 5 years, David Bowie cover. Most covers I'm not really pushed on, but that one I really do like, and it always stuck with me. And maybe it's because I'm a big fan of Aslan. Anyway, you're listening to me, Liam Burke, on the Liam Burke Show, and here is Led Zeppelin with Babe, I'm Gonna Leave You.
Babe, baby, baby, I'm gonna leave you. I said, baby, you know I'm gonna leave you. Summertime, leave you when the summer comes rolling. Leave you when the summer comes calling me the way it used to do. We'll be right back.
good. You made me happy every single day.
But now when it's calling me back home.
Wow, babe, I'm gonna leave you. Led Zeppelin. Yes. You listen to me, Liam Burke on the Liam Burke Show. And it's time for more comedy. And this time around, I've got Cisco Doran with pranking skinny people on airplanes.
I'm comfortable here, especially this show, because I saw a lot of fat people come in. So thank you, fat people, for coming out. Because that's what fat people do. Fat people look at other fat people and we judge each other, all right? I'm serious. I was walking in. I saw this one fat guy. I was like, oh, my God. Hey, Rob, I'm not that fat, right? Jesus Christ. I was on a flight going from Charlotte, North Carolina to Augusta, Georgia. It's about a 45-minute flight. If you've ever been on a flight that takes less than an hour, you know the airline, they put you on the oldest plane that they have. Like, I got on this plane. This plane was so old, it had propellers on it, okay? We get inside the plane. There's only two rows of seats. There's one on the right, and there's one on the left. Now, I fly over 100,000 miles a year. I can sit wherever I want. I sat in the first seat in the front. It was just us and the pilot. And the pilot was so old, he had leather goggles and a scarf, okay? And we didn't even take off yet, and his scarf was blowing. So the pilot comes out of the cockpit, he goes, all right, listen up. I did the math. We're a little too heavy in the front, so we need some people from the front of the plane to go to the back of the plane. And then he saw me, and he was like, you just gotta be comfortable with who you are. That's it. I'm okay with being a big guy. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about getting my belly button pierced. I'm not sure yet. Just haven't found somebody to make a platinum hula hoop. That's my only issue, all right? This is how comfortable I am being a bigger person. I play pranks on skinny people. I think it's funny. This is what I like to do. Usually when I get on a plane, I like to be the last person on the airplane. I like to get on the plane last and call out the seat numbers like it's bingo to see what their reactions would be. Because they get really excited because the middle seat is empty, the door's about to close. They're making announcements. One dude's looking down the aisle, high-fiving the guy at the window. Like, dude, I think we're good on this flight. Then all of a sudden, I walk in. B7, and they're like, oh my God. I'm a fat terrorist, I don't care. There's certain things you shouldn't do when you're a bigger person, okay? And if you're skinny getting fat, you might want to write this down. Don't buy the Xbox Kinect. I don't know if you guys know what this is. It's just a video game with a camera on it. And instead of controlling it with a controller, you control it with your body. It's a great game. But when you buy it, the way you gotta set it up is, you gotta take a picture of your whole body. I didn't know this. I bought the system for the first time in my life. I had it set up on the other side of the room. And the system was like, please step back. Processing. Player one, please step back. processing. Player two, please step out. Please step, I'm in the backyard, I can't play from here. All right, thank you guys so much. My name is Cisco.
Get to heaven, take the stairway. To get to hell, take the highway. To get to Clarksville, take the last train.
Take the last train to Clarksville, and I'll meet you at the station. You can be.
No need to ask for directions when you want to listen to the Liam Burke Show.
Don't say I never bring you something tacky. I'm kidding. It's Cinderella and The Last Mile. Yes. And before that, we had Cisco Dorning with Pranking Skinny People on Airplanes. Actually, I was looking in that Kevin Hart was in the audience on that one as well. If you want to check it out on YouTube. Now, time for some Deep Purple with When a Blind Man Cries.
Thank you. Brian Johnson and
Angus Young from AC/DC.
And you're listening to the man who's got the biggest balls of them all.
Ow-wee.
Hell ain't a bad place to be. AC/DC from the album Let There Be Rock. And there was rock. Now, a couple of weeks back, back early this year, or it was either last year, I can't remember. I think it was this year. There was a documentary done about Phil Lynott, and it was called Songs for While I'm Away. And I only got to see about an hour. I must watch the rest of it. It's about nearly a little over 2 hours long, and it's fantastic. Oh, we have what have we got coming through? Downtown, Drumcondrat, ambulance. Hope whoever it is okay. Anyway, there was a documentary about Phil in it, and it was phenomenal, and it was great to watch. I only seen the first hour, but I must watch the rest of it. But the thing, if you can get it, you can get it probably, well, I don't know where you get it on YouTube at the minute. It's still on the RT Play over here in Ireland, and it's called Songs for While I'm Away. So I was watching it, and it really kind of taking me back, and it was really watching his daughters and his ex-wife now, as he grew up and everything. And I've been part of it, thanks to Pat McManus. I've been part of the vibe for Philo over the years and that, and got to meet some amazing people and some arseholes as well. But they shall remain nameless. But anyway, it's been just phenomenal to watch the documentary. And from that, I decided to play this from Vagabond of the Western World. It's a song for While I'm Away. Thin Lizzy.
You are my life,
Yeah, there you go. That was the song for While I'm Away, Filled in the Dead, January 1986. There you go. 35 years ago, gone. Nearly heading for 36 years ago. 36 years ago, this is coming January. Wow, time flies so quickly. Yeah, and it's a great documentary if you go dig it up and have a look. As I said, a few idiots in it, but you know, that you'll have that anyway everywhere, and nothing can be helped with that. Now, I've decided to do this. It's a little bit on the long side, so do bear with me. I haven't done it for a long time, so sorry about this.
It's time to murder another classic!
Me playing the tambourine as well, just in case you think it's not. This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend. The end, our elaborate plans. The end of everything that stands. The end, no safety or surprise. The end, I'll never look into your eyes again. Can it, oh wait Liam, can you picture what will be? So limitless and free, desperately in need of some stranger's hand. In a desperate land, that's me on the drums as well. And guitar. Lost in a roaming wilderness of pain, and all the children, keep up with me, you are insane. All the children, come on, are insane. Here we go. Waiting for the summer rain, yeah. There's danger on the edge of town. Ride the king's highway, baby. Weird scenes inside the gold mine. Ride the highway west, baby. Ride the snake. Ride the snake. To the lake. The ancient lake, baby. The snake is long, 7 miles. Yeah, baby. Ride the snake. He's old, and his skin is cold. The West is the best. The West is the best. Get here and we'll do the rest. The blue bus is calling us. The blue bus is calling us. Driver, where you taking us? Killer awoke before dawn. He put his boots on. He took a face from the ancient gallery and he walked on down the hall. He went into a room where his sister lived, and then he paid a visit to his brother, and then he walked on down the hall, and he came to the door, and he looked inside. Father?
Yes, son. I want to kill you.
Mother, I want to. Come on, baby, take a chance with us. Come on, baby, take a chance with us. Come on, baby, take a chance with us. And meet me at the back of the blue bus on a blue rock on a blue bus on a blue rock. Come on, yeah!
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end. My only friend, the end. It hurts to set you free, but you'll never follow me. The end. Of laughter and soft lies, the end of nights we tried to die. This is the end.
Never ever will.
There you go, Janis Joplin and Cosmic Blues on the Liam Burke Show with me, Liam Burke. Sorry for making your ears bleed before that, but there you go. Sometimes you just have to suffer for your art. Now, here is a bit more comedy with Pete Davidson and Grandpa Sleepovers. I'm sure we all know this one.
Welcome to Just for Laughs All Access. How are you? You good? Nice. It's nice to be here. Does Montreal have a big beef with Toronto? Yeah. Why? Is it because they say, yeah, I don't understand. I said the last, I thought your savior of Canada was from Toronto. Your Drake. Your fucking half handsome fucking savior. I thought he was running through here with his woes through here. You know what sucks about that song? When I first heard it and he was talking about running through the six with his woes, I actually thought it was dope. I was like, wow, that's really cool. And then I found out woes meant friends. Not so fucking cool anymore. Why don't you just say friends? Running through the six with my friends. I'm like, all right, yeah. Yeah, I thought woes. I thought he was like sad. He's like running through the six with his sadness. That's just what he calls his fucking stupid friends. Sorry, I've been smoking weed all day because your city does not give a fuck for some reason. It's amazing. They don't care at all. They like it, they cheer it on. Like I went to hide it and one of the cops was like, this place is awesome. We have, I live in Brooklyn. We have anti-weed commercials. We have anti-weed, and they're all terrible. They're all really bad, and I know it's cliche to say, but to paint a picture for you, there's a couple of them. One of them is a very famous one. There's a girl, and she's with her friend, and her friend is the couch. and then she goes, my friend's a little different. And I go, yeah, she's a couch now. She didn't smoke weed and turn into a couch. Like, it wasn't... She cut a hole in the couch and then took all the stuff out and then, like, got in and put her head out. You just have a dumb friend. That's all. I've never taken a hit of a joint and been like, well... fucking just slither in there. Another famous weed commercial we have, there's like a bunch of kids at a basketball court, and these thugs go up to this little nerdy kid, and they're like, yo, man, you want to smoke weed? Which I've never been intimidated into smoking weed. Nobody's ever yelled at me. Nobody's been like, hey, fuckface, you want to smoke weed? It's always been like, that's it. It's as far as it goes. So... thugs go up to the little kid and they're like, yo, man, you want to smoke weed? And this little kid goes, I don't smoke weed. I smoke fools like you on the b-ball court. I'm just sitting there high like, what a dumb kid. You could do both. I don't understand that. I don't have a problem with anti-weed commercials. There are negative side effects to weed. It's just like, you should just make real ones. Like, use me and my friend. Like, I'd make anti-weed commercials where it's just me and my friend. And I'm on the couch, and my friend's like, yo, Pete. Yo, Pete. Yo, what? Weed. That's the whole entire commercial. Very low budget. Very low budget. And then a follow-up commercial. Me and my buddy are at the mall. And my friend's like, oh, a Croc store. And I go, I heard they're mighty comfortable. And then we buy Crocs. Weed. That's the entire fucking commercial. Really low budget. Really low budget. I recently got a clean bill of health. My dick's good. Really happy with that. You know that feeling, sir? You clapped right away. He's like, oh, are you like me? Anytime I see a mark on my dick, I'm like, oh, there it is. There it is. I got it. I always think I got it's always and it's always something little. It's always like I jerked off and like didn't wash. And then like something's gonna happen. You know, like if you fucking eat cheese doodles all day and then fucking play with your balls and then you don't shower, like there's repercussions for that. You can't do that. No, I go to free clinics. Do you have free clinics out here? You have free healthcare. So all of you are fucking, I don't have to wear a condom with anybody. That's what that means, right? No, whore. Anyway, sorry. Do you ever go to a free clinic, man? No? Just hoping the Lord takes care of you? Yeah. Some guys be like, I just don't want to know. It's like, what? I go to a free clinic, they prick your finger to test you for AIDS, and then they just give you a number. They give you a number, and then you sit down with a bunch of other people that had fun yesterday, and then you wait for them to just call out your number and say yes or no. Like AIDS bingo. Like you just sit there, literally someone will get on the mic and be like, 33? No. 33's like, One time I had this guy, he tested clean and he came out of the office and he went, I fucked her in my car with no condom, nothing. And he ran out. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. In my car. You see number 34 like shaking, freaking out. It's been 7 no's in a row. 2 for a yes. They won't tell you you have AIDS. They'll be like, 34? Come back here, please. Hope you like charity. Oh, nobody got that. That's okay. I don't make any noise when I have sex. It's partly because I'm uncomfortable, but I don't. I'm very quiet. Like, you could read The Night Before Christmas when I have sex. It's dead silent. I don't even make noise when I come. When I come, I'm just kind of like... I come like a baby registering something for the first time. You ever like show a baby like the sunset for the first time? They're all like... What material did you expect? Honestly, coming to see it 21, did you think I was going to have opinions? Like actual things? Really? I don't know anything about politics. I have no idea. And it wouldn't even work here because you don't have what we have in America, which is, I don't know. Yeah, I try to get into politics, but I can't. Every time I turn on CNN, the guy's like, the Senate! I'm like, I can't fucking do this. We have a Senate now? I've been hanging out with my grandpa a lot. It's weird, my grandpa sleeps over on Tuesdays because he goes to this place called the Knights of Columbus. I don't know if you have them out here. If you don't know what it is, it's like a club for old men where they just go and slowly like die together each week. And they have like matching shirts. And they go together and they just die together. And he sleeps over when he goes there because he gets trashed with his buddies. And I don't like when he sleeps over because my grandpa sleeps in death position. Like, he sleeps like this. And old people don't breathe in their sleep. Like, they don't. They don't breathe like us. They breathe, like, at the last second. Because their body's like, oh, I'm going to die if I don't yell. So it's not even like a breath. It's like a yelp. It's weird. Like, a normal person sleeps like this. Like, a normal person is usually like... My grandpa does this. And it's really hard to jerk off when that's going on downstairs.
Hey, it's Ben Stiller.
Hey, it's Julie Bowen.
Hello, I'm Scotty from Star Trek. James Doohan.
I'm Magic Johnson. Yeah, the ex-basketball player. Yeah, that's me.
This is Geraldo Rivera.
Hello, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. I love
you.
You're damn right.
There you go, that's The Cult and Little Devil, especially for Tina McKenna, because I know she's a big fan of The Cult. I nearly said something wrong. No, I'm sorry, I didn't. Actually, I must say a big, big thank you. A couple of weeks back, for the birthday, Tina made me a merciful, amazing cake. It was a Halloween-themed cake with Jason Voorhees' mask on top with a sword behind it. And Michael Myers' face on it, and it was an absolutely delicious. I've shared it to so many people, and everyone had said the same, that it's absolutely gorgeous. So there you go. Thank you very much, Tina. Here is Van Halen with Top Jimmy. Van Halen and Top Jimmy. There you go. It's coming toward the end of the show. A couple more still to go, so don't touch that dial just yet. And I know Tina loves this artist as well. Here is Jimi Hendrix with The Wind Cries Mary.
Jets are in the boxes, and the clowns have all gone to bed. You can hear happiness staggering on down the street, footprints dressed in red, and the wind whispers merrily. Drearily sweeping up the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping. Somewhere a king has no wife. And the
they turn a blue tomorrow and shine the emptiness down on my bed. The tiny island sags downstream, 'cause the life that lived is dead. And the wind screams, Mary. Will the wind ever remember the names it has blown in the past? And with this crutch, its old age and its wisdom, it whispers, no, this will be the last. And the wind cries, Mary.
Jimi Hendrix and The Wind Cries Mary on the Liam Buck Show. Just about time to get out of here. One more track to go. And all I want to say is just remember, each day we're getting closer to see each other again very soon. Liam Buck signing off on the Liam Buck Show. Till next week, take it easy. See you all very soon. And mind yourselves. See ya. Bye.
Well, now come on, baby. And I've been working all night long. Put my daughter on my knee, and she said, Daddy, what's wrong? She whispered in my ear so sweet.
Make love.
So bad. I put my head on her shoulder and she said, tell me all your trouble. You know what she said to me? She said,
oh,
understanding word and say, you know what? You don't have to know what to say to me.